9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kinda bitchin'.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is Sorta Kinda Funny.
Valentine's, it's Valentine's. Welcome back, you heifers, to a Valentine's extravaganza, even though I know it's the day after Valentine's. That's okay. We are still in the lovey-dovey universe. I'm James. Welcome back to Sorta Kinda Funny. It's another week of love. I'm your brother, and this is your not-so-lovey-dovely, family-friendly kind of podcast. I'm joined with me today, and every other day that we do this episode, with my hermana, Laureen.
Hello, Laureen, Chlorine. It's Lauren here. And we are back. I know it's the day after Valentine's Day, which also it's my sister-in-law Michelle's birthday. So happy birthday, baby girl. It is the day after. We're still celebrating. It's kind of like we're going to be doing bad Valentine's Day stories. So it's like, oh, we had all the love. We had all the fun. Now we can dog on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know you don't love Valentine's Day, James. I think you think it's like we can celebrate at any time. Why today?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Is this our third Valentine's episode?
Yes.
Holy cow. Yeah. For a quick update for everybody who has not listened to the previous 2 years of our podcast, I don't like Valentine's Day. I think
Make us do an episode.
Yeah, which is fine. No, all through the episodes, I don't like actual Valentine's Day. I like the idea of Valentine's Day. I like the heart.
Yeah, we like the decorations. That's why I love it. It's pink, it's red.
Yeah, it's fun. It's I like that. I'm saying I don't actually like Valentine's Day because it makes everything stressful. You have to find a place to go with your date. You have to like get a reservation. There's expectations. Anyone who truly feels like there is an expectation for that day, I don't want to date you. You can date anybody and that's fine. Like, you will find your person, someone, other guy out there.
A lot of strong feelings with Valentine's Day, and that's okay. Some people love it, some people hate it, some people are indifferent. We actually did a poll of that one time, and it was a lot of indifferent feelings, and they don't like it because of the expectations.
Well, let's talk about birthdays then. We're done with Valentine's for a second. Let's pause. We'll get back to the Valentine's Day. Merry Valentine's. We'll get back to that. But Lauren and I had birthdays this month of Febrero. In Febrero.
We did.
Merry Febrero. And
God.
Both of us... One of us had, I don't want to get this wrong, is it the silver birthday?
No.
Is it a golden birthday?
Golden, there's apparently, is when it's like, my golden birthday would be this, when I turn 2, because I'm the second.
Oh, that's stupid. You and I don't get to celebrate our...
That's what I said. I turned 30, guys. 30, flirty, thriving. Dirty 30. It was a...
Do you feel weird when now that you like have seen the movie like 13 going on 30, and you're now the age she was supposed to be in that movie?
I just feel weird because 30 is like a big age. And you know, everyone always feels 18. Like you don't get past quite 18, 20 in your brain. So like, just putting that age to me feels very strange. But I had a great birthday. It's a lot of fun. We did a weekend trip after. It was like work for spouses and wives came, and it was fun. I felt very loved. That was the weekend after my birthday. My parents came in town.
After, okay.
Because my mom and I share a birthday. Happy birthday, Chris. We love you.
Happy birthday, you naughty.
We have a big February birthday group in our family.
Lauren, so what happened? Did you do anything fun? Did you do anything magical? Tell us about the day.
For my birthday, yes. So my husband was on call the day before. So when I woke up, like, he wasn't there. He came later. So
So you came first on your birthday. Good for you. Good for John. 30 times. It was painful.
Woke up, I wanted to have decorations. I wanted food already there. Donuts. The kids wanted donuts. I do my green smoothie every morning, so it wasn't really like... For me, it was for them. They were excited.
Lauren's healthy. She's in her 30s for Lauren is her healthy.
Yep.
New Lauren, new body, new boobs, new you. In New York.
Birthdays will come to greet you. Like slow moving this episode.
They will greet you.
Anyway, yeah. So then my mom and dad drove in town. We hung out. My husband got me assure a very nice microphone. Very excited. James is getting his soon.
He goes, he's like, James, should I get this? I'm like, yes. That was the conversation. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Very excited. We're going to be sounding a super professional coming up. And
new microphones. We're new microphones. Third year, third microphone.
New friends. Anyway, so then mom and I went shopping for a little bit. We had tacos from one of our favorite restaurants. John made us a raspberry tart. It was delicious. They sang to me lovely. It was so fun to be with my family, my mom, my sweet baby boys, my husband and my dad. And then that next day we went to the airport. We flew to Tampa and then we went to Clearwater and we hung out on the beach for a few days. And it was so fun to be celebrated and loved. It was a blast. Thank you guys for messaging me and wishing me happy birthday, because I appreciate it. I always appreciate a good happy birthday text.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, James?
I will say this has probably been the birthday where I have gotten more messages from strangers than people that I know.
That's not to say
that people that I know didn't wish me happy birthday. They did. It was great. But it was very strange to have
strangers on the internet.
Hundreds?
What?
Close to 800 strangers messaging me happy birthday. And I'm like, I don't know who you are.
Are you a bot?
People from our network messaged me. People that follow us on our podcast sent us messages on our page and me personally.
DMs.
Also people that
did you feel the love tonight?
I feel like someone's gonna blow out my back. One of my friends, she texted me and she was like, "Happy birthday, James. Hope you get that birthday, pussy." And I was like, "Jesus, God." It's like the first thing I woke up to. I was like, "Oh."
Do you get my birthday gift?
I did.
And does it fit?
No.
Damn it! I was questioning that.
Yeah, sorry.
Let me see it.
It's in my truck right now. It's sitting on top of
my... Is it way too big?
It's not way too big. If I wear it backwards, it kind of fits.
Okay.
I have a small head and very thin hair.
I don't even know what it looks like. You have to...
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. And I saw the price of it. Holy shit.
And then now it doesn't fit. No, it's not on you.
I was like, good God. So I feel bad that it didn't fit. Yeah, but I really liked it. It's a sort of kind of funny hat to go along with my sort of kind of funny mug, which I use all the time. I love that mug. I did have a Back to the Future mug that had like a hoverboard.
Everyone loved it.
Someone broke it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
So I can find that.
I was drinking from it today. I just hold the side of it now. I don't hold the handle anymore. I love that mug, so I gotta find a new one. But I have a funny story for my birthday. I'm at work. Get a call. Don't answer. I'm at work. Get a voice message. Okay, cool. Let me check really fast. Hey, this is blah, blah, blah. Stephanie from Nothing Bundt Cake. Your cake has been delivered to your apartment. Hope you have a good day. I go, what the fuck? I have about 10 different apartments where someone could have sent something in the last couple days. I don't know who it's from. I don't know where it was delivered. I like look at my boss. I was like, I have to go take a phone call. I walk over and I'm like, hey, I called this person back. And I was like, hey, this is James. You said you just delivered, like, really appreciate it. Just wondering, what was the address that you delivered it to? Because I have an address. I send stuff to my brother's house. I have an old address that I used to live with. My ex and I had an address together. All these places, right? And she's like, oh, blah, 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 and says Joseph's address, which was good. I was like, okay, great. Our brother, who most of my stuff I send to his house because I work across the street from him, and it's a shared place that I know I can pick stuff up.
So yeah,
I was like,
I'll actually be able to get it,
I had a mini panic attack because I was like, someone sent me a cake. I don't know who, and I don't know where.
You still don't know who?
No, I figured it out later. Oh. So I called Joseph, I'm like, hey, there's a cake at your house. Will you please take it inside? He's like, what?
Numbers.
He's like, oh, this was yours? Oh, the one that said happy birthday on it? No, it was for you.
He's wearing the hat. He's like,
he's wearing my hat. He's wearing my condom.
Okay, so who
anyway, then I get a call later on from our mother asking how my birthday was, and she's like, hey, did you get your cake?
That's sweet of her. Nothing Bundt Cake is so good.
No, I love it. I love our mother. I love her, love her, love her. But then I found out what it was, who it was from, and everything. Great. It was at Joseph's house. I went and picked it up. So I went to High Fitness for my birthday. It's like a Zumba class. My friend's dad teaches it, and he always asked all of us to come. So I was like, for my birthday, we're all gonna go, we're gonna do High Fitness. A lot less of High Fitness was done than us just being stupid in the back, which then her dad was like, hey, I think you guys had a great time. I didn't have a problem with it. Apparently some people did. You guys just need to calm down next time. And to be fair, we were mild. Anyway, very fun. Then we got tacos, ended the night. It was great.
We both did birthday tacos. That's so fun for us.
I fucking love tacos. God, I love them.
Me too.
What's your go-to taco order?
Tacos al pastor.
And that's why we're best friends, because that's my go-to order as well.
Absolutely. High five. Okay, let's get into this episode. We've caught up. We are here. We're on a Valentine's Day journey. Guys, today we are talking about the uncomfortable Valentine's.
Yes.
And we had just a couple story submissions. Yes.
And for anyone, yeah, we have some stories. For anyone that's listening to this that only listened about 5 minutes, you're like, oh my gosh, why did Lauren say we're here?
Because
Lauren
probably cut out 90% of that. Lauren.
And that's okay. And that's okay. That was a long journey about our birthdays.
Well, we haven't talked in a while. We were catching up.
Yes, we have invited Vibe Talking El Chiquito.
Okay, I said Valentine's Day stories, good, bad, and ugly.
Valentine's.
I had a guy arrange a date on Valentine's Day and took me to the said date and then broke up with me while on the date. The drive back to my house, I was flabbergasted. I'm now obviously in a new relationship with a different guy who took the time out to organize me a massage and a day out and then a dinner for later in the evening. To plan a date to then break up with someone is shocking.
Someone planned a date that they were going to break up with.
Yeah, yes, on Valentine's Day. I think it's either do it the day before or after. You know what I mean? And even if you do, there's no need to wait for Valentine's Day. Even if people are always shocked, like, wait for the day after. But then
no, do it the day before.
Like, it's a lie. Right. I'd be like, what the actual crap? So that's just, I hate that he planned a date to break up. That's weird. I would rather expect to come. He comes over and talk to me. I was broken up with over text. That's fun.
Still not as bad as on Valentine's Day after the date, I'd say.
No,
that's
never.
Probably worst case. Actually, worst case scenario might be after the wedding. That might be worst case scenario.
A text. A text.
Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back, sweetie. Love you. I'm glad literally we just did our vows. Hey, it's not working out. You still have, I think when you get married legally, you have like so many days to annul it and it doesn't technically count.
Yeah.
But my wife and I were dating at the time. Again, this is pre-wife. This is when we were just lovers. She left to spend 6 months in Australia. Just as I got home from my mission, she left on Valentine's Day. So he hasn't seen her in 2 years. And she was like, go to Australia. And he's like, wiping his tears with the Book of Mormon. But here's the thing, the only love you need is the light and gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only love you need.
All by myself. Just like,
yeah. Yeah.
God. All right, this one is the last one of our friendly friends. It says, ha, every V-Day since 1999 has been painful for me. I'm sorry, friend.
If they're our age, I'm like, every Valentine's Day since 99. I'm like, you were three.
Good God, yeah. All right, guys, we're going to read these stories from ksat.com. People's Valentine's Day stories. Here we go. I met this guy. He asked me out for Valentine's Day. We went to a free dog show.
First date?
Right?
A first date?
I had a first date, a Tinder date on Valentine's Day. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
I cannot believe you said yes to that.
He got this ring. He hooked up John. He was my ring person. That's also a whole story. Just wait. Let me tell this. We'll talk about that.
Oh, I thought you were saying John was the one.
No.
Damn.
No, it wasn't him. That's what's funny.
Oh, I do know that story. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. I'm interrupting. Go ahead.
It's okay. We went to a free dog show. Romantic, right?
He's like, you know why I get it? Because you're a bitch. And she's like, what the fuck?
We let the dogs out. She's like,
yeah, that song is about ugly women.
She's like,
did we know this?
I don't know.
Did we know that Who Let the Dogs Out is about ugly women? Horrible.
That is awful and so sad.
Horrible.
Okay, but I was cool with it because I do like animals. For sure, that could be fun. But then we saw my aunt and grandma there, and he insisted on hanging out with them the entire time. Then he asked me to drive him to the store. When we went in, he grabbed a teddy bear, fake flowers, and some groceries, and we got to the checkout line, and he asked me to pay for it because he forgot his money. Then he handed me the plastic bag with the fake flowers and bear and said, here you go, happy Valentine's Day. Most romantic date ever. Eye roll.
You think she put out?
You think they're married now? You think they have babies? I'm going to say no.
They have children?
I've been in a situation like that. He was like, hey, let's go hang out and go get ice cream. I think we're going to go get ice cream like on a date. Was not a date. We went to the grocery store where he just grabbed cartons of ice cream.
Was he attractive? Was he cool? Like,
he was a missionary that served in our home ward.
Oh, him. Yeah, he's super cool.
He was an artist. He was very nice. He was cute. He was funny. I did his hair at Paul Mitchell. He ended up coming and he was like, oh my gosh, Lauren, I know you.
Yes.
Got my number. And so he's like, let's go get ice cream. You think we're going to get some ice cream cones, you know, a little dip action. No, this man went and literally grocery shopped his way into the ice cream aisle, got cartons. He's like, had me drive him home. I was like, so you needed an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, let's get ice cream. And by let's get ice cream, I mean, I need to buy ice cream for my freezer. And I need you to drive me.
We didn't hang out again because that was not a date. It was a hangout. And actually, that was literally me Uber driving him. So, yeah.
Tell me your story of your date, your Valentine's
first
date.
So, I was on Tinder. I was super done. I was 19. So when you say I was done with dating, it was like, I was done with dating these people. And in the mindset that
Yeah, but like you could still be done with dating at 19.
Annoyed
you could be
like, with these people. So I'm on Tinder.
Right now I'm done with dating.
And this guy had messaged me a ton and was like, let's go out. He's like, I know it's Valentine's Day, but we don't have to do like a Valentine's Day thing. Like, let's just hang out and get hot chocolate. I was like, that's fine. Whatever. Whatever. He looked very normal. He was very nice, but it was one of those dates where you go.
He had a red condom.
He had a hearts engraved into it, actually. So then it was one of those dates where there's zero chemistry.
Yep.
Zero attraction. And you're just like, you are so nice as a friendly friend. Like, I have no interest in putting my face on yours. You know, what a way to word it, right?
I don't want to put my face on yours.
Yeah. So then he had like the most set up date I've ever heard. Like, he had freaking those like lanterns, Chinese lanterns to do over Provo Lake. And then he went to get hot chocolate. It was like a marathon date that I wanted to end just because I was tired. And then I remember just being like, I'm done. And then he worked at a jeweler. Which is where my husband, John, got my ring. He went there and he's like, oh, I know Lauren, like your fiance or whatever. And because we were friends on social media, he saw pictures and he was so sweet, so nice. We ended up living in the same apartment complex.
He's like, could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been my wife. You're like, no, it couldn't.
Anyway, he was such a nice guy, but it was one of those, there's no chemistry, which is huge. So yeah.
That's fine. But then at least at the end of the day.
He was so nice.
You're like, hey. We're both on the same page. Unless,
I don't know if he was on the same page because he kind of wanted it to keep going. And I was like, I know. Listen, I had been like semi-proposed to on Utah.
You were semi-proposed to.
I was.
And we're going to run that back.
He said, listen, Lauren, I want to marry you. And I said, listen, we cannot get married. I'm not ready. I'm 18. There was no ring, but he wanted that non-committal. So anyway, Lauren is rolling into her history.
I don't understand. This is a Valentine's episode. We can talk about relationships and stuff. This is love. So in love. I'm confused. So he was like, we need to get married, right. AKA put out for me?
No. He was one of my best friends. And he's like, you're my best friend. I want to get married. Sure. Could we maybe, you know, look at this later when I get back? And I was like, I'm not into you like that. Same situation.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think I've ever been proposed to without me knowing.
Yeah. Well, it was me knowing, but not. It was like not officially. It's like.
No, I was gonna say I don't think I've ever been proposed to by a female saying like we should get married. Yeah, I have had people say like I could see my life with you.
They said I could see myself getting married to you on a first date.
Not a first date. I never said first date.
But I assume when you say on a date, I was like, because you don't say date when you're like. In a relationship. Anyway, should we keep the ball rolling? Your turn for the next story.
Everyone's like, what is up with this family? They're like, I haven't even proposed to once. These two getting proposed to left and right.
Bro, good morning, bro.
Oh, son, dude, I swear to God, I'm so tired right now. I'm going to punch you in the dick.
Bro, why would you do that? What are you going to do about it?
I'm tired. I need caffeine.
For sure, bro. But what are you going to do about it, bro?
I'm sick of all these other coffees. I need something that's just for us. I think I need something that's for the bros. Coffee?
Bros?
Coffee bros, guys. Coffee bros is and get this, owned by a duo sibling duo just like us,
bros,
two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they own a premium coffee brand called Coffee Bros. Lauren, You have recently tried Coffee Bros.
I did.
Give us a little bit of your insight of your wisdom.
For sure. As far as this goes. So first of all, one of the things I'm gonna start with, it came in gorgeous packaging. Like I love the exterior, the packaging, the container it came in. I'm a slut for a good font. We know Lauren loves the modern minimalist look. It is just sleek and clean. It looked fantastic. I love the packaging. At first, I was like, I'm sold. Then I tried it and I was like, double sold. Like, it was so good. I love the rich flavor. The smell is incredible. I love coffee already. So trying this was very, very cool. And I'm very excited to share the different options that they have with Coffee Bros. They have different high quality blends of espresso roasts, single origin coffees, and which are all small batch roasted. For me, I had the single origin coffee and it was fantastic. They're based out of New York.
They have lots of different options. Go to their website, coffeebros.com. Just peruse. Look at the options they have. They have lots of great options and they're all premium roast. Amazing coffee. If you guys use code sort of kind of funny at checkout, you get 10% off. So now you get to try great coffee, as Lauren likes, a great looking coffee, great tasting, and you get to help support a small business with them and a small business with us.
For sure, bro.
Yeah, bro. Now I feel ready to go.
Absolutely. Let's hit the gym.
Yeah. My mother's birthday is on Valentine's Day. When she and my dad started dating, they were both living in Toronto, aka Canada.
Why is this so hard to get through this episode? Woo-hoo.
It's because every time I go to read, it doesn't work.
Your brain doesn't work.
They had a date planned to celebrate mom's birthday. I guess not Valentine's Day. Dad was a couple hours late. Oh. Wow, that kind of sucks. Which made my mom pretty angry, understandably. When he finally arrived, she told him as much from the top of the stairs to her flat. He responded by saying that he had something for her. Her response was, throw it up here. She's like, it's Valentine's Day. It's my birthday.
Hours late. Not even minutes late. 2 hours late.
Yep. She's like, you can't fucking come upstairs. He's like, I have a gift for you. She's like, throw it up here. Turns out it was an engagement ring.
Good heavens.
So yeah, he's like, sorry, I'm late. I was getting your ring.
Or not that. And he already had it. And yeah, it was just like dilly-dallying. It's beautiful. It's a love story, baby. Just take the fucking ring.
Just take the fucking ring. He's like, here, take it. She's like, throw it up here. He's like, if you miss, I don't know where it'll go. Let me go find a rock. Duct tapes her ring.
Breaks her, shatters her window.
He's like, say yes. He's like, oh, you want me to throw it, huh? Okay. Throws her ring at her and she hits her in the head.
She's like, her in the head.
Yes, 1,000 times, yes.
She's bleeding.
Now take me to a fucking hospital.
Go to the hospital.
What is that imprint on your head? It looks like it's like a
rock.
Diamond shape.
No, it's a rock. It was really cute because attached to the rock was another rock that I'm wearing now. There's blood.
Yeah, rock on, rock on, rock. Rock on, rock in the forehead. Rock and roll, 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 beak.
Rocking around. They're like,
the dick
Niagara
mystery.
Falls. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Way back in my 20s, this is the most, okay. I found out the man I was engaged to was married. Love a married man proposing to someone else.
I'm gonna need you to run that back.
Okay. When I was in my 20s, okay, I found out the man I was engaged to
that's
was married.
What I thought you said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, I remember that you said you were excited for marriage. Didn't think you meant
round two.
Part two of marriage. Not even just
well,
second.
You were still
marriage.
Going with part one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are nightmare scenarios when you find out. It's so sad when it's also like you have another family and you're like, or this poor spouse, it's like, oh, cool. You have been breeding with other people. Fantastic.
Breeding's a crazy word. Breeding is whack.
I'm on a roll today. All right.
I'm sad that you've continued to be within another human and produced offspring with said human. And legally documented it through the government.
Beep, beep.
So that way that they would know that you were also married. Wait, what did you just say? The dick station?
Ejaculation station. Beep. Ha. Beep. Not better.
Huh.
Sorry.
My first day in divorce court was on Valentine's Day. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
I am 99% sure that I was also in court on Valentine's Day for a divorce. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'll have to check with the old ex and ask her. I'll ask her and see if it was. I know something happened on Valentine's Day where we had to see each other.
That's fun.
I'll text her right now. If she responds by the end of the episode, I'll let you know. Continue. Or him. Or maybe I'll ask him.
Once in the early years of marriage, my then husband and I wanted to eat at our favorite restaurant on Valentine's Day. The wait was 2 hours for a table for two. The hostess asked if we would share a table for four with another couple. Oh,
interesting.
We could get in faster. So we did. We had dinner with a young couple. It was so awkward. We made idle chit chat, exchanged business cards, and never spoke to them again.
Exchange business cards is crazy.
That's awful.
So tell me about yourself, strange new couple I've never met. I'm a dominatrix. He's my bitch.
Right. He is wearing his muzzle. That's why he's not responding.
I didn't think he could speak. Bad. She starts spraying him with water. Yeah. You guys want to give us your business cards? I'm in construction. She's like, here's mine, domdaddy.com. If I allow him, he will give you his. His is furryrus/dickmedownindallas at at furrytail.gov.
And gov is crazy.
.gov.
And then the couple's like, yeah, no, we've been talking about doing something like that. Adding a little animal plane to that. That sounds fun. Actually, let's try it.
And then he looks at his wife and he's like, we have never once said that.
The most casual, like, yeah.
She's like, oh, that's my second thing.
I am engaged and married. And they're like,
he's like, oh.
They're like, oh, this is awkward. Oh, you're going to say, oh, this is the awkward part of the conversation.
Yes, slay queen. And you need to put a muzzle on those men. You need to put a muzzle on them. And he's like, and Mark, shut up. Shut up, Grover. No one fucking said you could speak, you dirty bitch. And then that man sitting at the table like, where the fuck did my life go wrong?
Also, it's all because you had to share a table. Nothing sounds worse than having to make idle small talk with a random couple at a restaurant while you just want to eat.
On Valentine's Day.
Because you know they're going to be talking
about it. We all know that in the back of our minds, we're looking at each other like, we're getting late after this.
And they're like, you, me. It's like, this is not a...
Yeah, they're like, do you guys want to switch?
God, you can put on the muzzle. He's like, I've always wanted to do that.
I've always wanted to try the muzzle.
Have you ever tried a muzzle, James? Did you be into...
Oh, like a sex muzzle?
Animal play.
I can say without any shadow of a doubt... Yeah, no, I will not. I don't do animal stuff. It's funny. It's actually become a recent... thing. Most of my coworkers are now in like long-term committed relationships, and I have become the go-to person to just talk to stuff. And they regularly will be like, you're like my older brother. And then they just ask me stuff. Like, that is the actual sentence. You are my older brother, XYZ. Sure. And I go, okay. And we were snowboarding yesterday, and one of them goes, he just turns around out of nowhere and he goes, so like, anal, yeah. Good? And I'm like, what? Didn't ask me.
What?
If I tried it, he's like, good?
Good question mark. And you're like, yeah. So that's not really,
I'm like looking at my phone and I'm like, wait. I will say update. Sort of kind of news update. We weren't together at a restaurant to sign paperwork. We were at the bank last year on Valentine's Day so that we could separate each other's bank accounts.
That's what it was. I remember this.
So we were at each other's, we were at the bank. I was removing myself from her bank account and I was setting up my new bank account. And I remember, yeah, we were leaving the bank and we're like, we look at each other. We're like, so happy Valentine's Day. Like, it was funny. We're fine. Like, we have a fine relationship. It was a funny.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dylan.
And I'm Cameron.
And we're the hosts of Barstool Film School, a conversational comedy podcast about the very best Marr movies. You know, the ones that are like perfect to watch when you're hanging out in a bar with friends. Now, I'm a writer and a film school washout.
And I'm a bar owner.
So we ought to know what we're talking about.
You would hope.
Tune in every other week, wherever you get your pods, as we take on a new flick.
And we will pair those flicks with some cocktails.
To see if they pass the bar. Now, what do you say, Cam? Shall we pour ourselves another round?
Let's do it.
All right.
My boyfriend said, I love you for the first time on Valentine's Day while we were having sex. Romantic, not so much. He prefaced it with, I love you.
No.
Insert female best friend's name here. So it'd be like, okay.
Let's say Lauren's best friend was named Stephanie.
And if John, my husband, was like, I love you, Stephanie.
Insertion. Mid-coitus. You're like, wait, what?
Literally, wait, what? I can.
He's like, I love you, Lauren. Just gaslight.
Yeah.
No, you said
he's
Stephanie.
Like, you heard Stephanie. I did not.
I did. Oh, okay, bye.
I did not. That is so bad. is so bad at its boyfriend. That you think it was an accident? you think it was an accidental name calling?
I assume so. Let me ask you this question. Here's a funny little thing. How upset are you or would you be if John accidentally called you the wrong name?
Pretty pissed.
Really?
We've been in a 10-year relationship.
That makes sense.
It depends on the name too. Like, I don't, also, it's not like, oh my gosh, you look like so-and-so, blonde hair. And I just like, my brain went there. Things like that happen. We've been married for 10 years.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. I'm sorry. Yeah, that doesn't.
And have been in a relationship with Jesse Tether for 10 years.
Yeah.
It'd be different if it was like, oh, we're just started dating. Yeah, no, but still it'd be odd. For sure would be odd. I'm not saying.
I just feel like, I think people make a lot bigger deal out of that than it actually is. Like, think about.
Because sometimes your brain, yeah, I told you this.
I can't control that my brain says a wrong name. I have called someone else's name before. Not in that situation. I was in an argument with someone and I said my ex's name.
Oh, you have told me that. And it was like, maybe don't say that.
No, it was fine. We stopped and laughed at it because it was funny. I mean, it is. They're like, wow, the fact that this is the feeling that you had that you were a little bit upset. And I was like, yeah, I am kind of upset. It was funny though. She got a text message that says, "Hi, Greg.
No.
Let me know if you got my text. If you are in the office, thanks.
Please respond and say I am in fact here. Got the text. Just fire them." Like what? Just go ahead with it. Just say, like, continue with what you're gonna do.
This person said his name is Dave Blank. His name is Dave Blank.
Wait, Blank, you're not saying, you're not trying to hide their identity.
His no, B-L-A-N.
For sure, Dave. I got it. Go One, ahead with what you're
might doing. Not be real. Two, why is my name Greg? Wait.
Go. Like, wait.
I'm trying to fucking find it.
It's on our text. It's the last thing.
I know. I have. You know how many people I text in a given day?
I saved mine. Look at this, James. This is what you need to do. I pinned our conversation.
Nope. Do you want to see my conversations? Yeah. I don't have that many. I have two rows. I won't do six.
Then just do one at the bottom. Just do one at the bottom is us.
I have our family group chat. I have you. So do you want me to unpin you in Snapchat one?
You're right here, bitch. Look. You're my middle. You are my middle.
Yes,
you are my sun and rising moon and star.
I have our family. I have you.
That's right.
I have our mother. I have my D&D friend group chat that I text a lot. My best friend, Sophie. And then I have Cam, my business partner. My boyfriend planned for us to take a Harry Potter studio tour in London.
Okay, here's the thing. No one's going to understand what you're saying. Do a British accent. Go. Literally, no one's going to know what the hell that was. Did anyone get a word of that?
Everyone just hears, wah, wah, Christian. Okay.
Vive la France.
Vive la France. Vive la poussée. Vive le Harry Potter.
Okay. La Croix. It's like, what?
La Croix. Okay. Here we go.
Have you ever tried the La Croix tea? Have you had La Croix tea?
You shut the fuck up. I'm trying to read about fucking
We're
Harry
going
Potter.
London. Fucking We're going to London.
We're going to London. My boyfriend.
Okay, who do you identify with most in the Harry Potter? Like, who would you feel like you would most be?
Character?
Yeah. Because I would be a Luna Lovegood for
you're
sure.
A fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Girl, I don't know.
You don't know? All right.
I'll say I give myself main character energy, Harry.
You're going to send it to Harry?
But not because he's a main character. I feel like when you're reading the books, like what goes on through his head, it's pretty similar to what I feel like is going on in my culture. Maybe, actually, no, I think I'm probably a Fred or George is where I would put myself.
Oh, they're fun. Can I be Fred and you be George?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Okay. My plan for us to take a Harry Potter tour in London. The night before, he tells my friend, Brittany, that he doesn't think that he likes me. The next morning, he says...
Likes or loves? It says loves, James. That's a big difference. I swear, this is so painful. Do it in your normal
voice. The night before we go see the Harry Potter tour in London, he tells my friend, I don't think that I love her. And that audacity... Before my Harry Potter trip, I got my Ravenclaw scarf, my Ravenclaw underwear. I shaved my legs into the form of a raven.
Ravenclaw.
A Ravenclaw. My coochie looked like a claw of a raven. The next morning, he says he's going to get breakfast before we have to leave for the train.
I can't. out with this story. This is awful.
And then he just never comes back.
He's like, yo, so I don't really think I have feelings for my girl.
He's like, you ever... My girl? Like, that Ravenclaw cooch is really doing it for me? As a Slytherin guy myself,
I'm Slytherin
up in that chamber of secrets?
He's like, so I'm going to get food. Yo, I'm going to get food. Sorry, that was really loud. I'm going to get food, okay? I'm just going to head out. I'll be right back, you guys. They're just, like, twiddling their thumbs.
I'm going to get some butterbeer.
7 a.m.
IPA butterbeer.
BRB, bitches. They're like, okay. Never return.
He's like, you ever heard of disapparating? She's like, yeah, from Harry Potter? Yeah. And then just turns and sprints in the opposite direction.
It's on a moving train. It's like, what? You can't do that.
He's like, you ever heard of the firebolt? She's like, yeah, it's the fastest broom in existence. He's like, watch me firebolt.
And watch just starts me firebolt. Running in the opposite direction. Oh my gosh. Okay, finish that. That is so funny.
He's like, flu powder power, runs away. He throws green, like, ash in her face.
It was really
runs.
Cool for you to be my moaning mortal for, like, 2 minutes, but now I gotta go.
For, like, 2 minutes?
Read the last
sentence. I'm so sorry that your friend told you that I might not love you. We are not established if I don't or love you or not. I don't know. But the sorting hat is telling me that maybe I need to be sorted in a different vagina.
Oh, my God.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Maybe your friend. I don't know. Who is that wrong?
I don't know. She's like, yeah. Maybe it's time to move in from that Ravenclaw cooch into some fire, into some absolutely prime.
The way you said cooch with that voice is like, cooch? It's just frozen in time.
Maybe, I can't get my joke out. Maybe it's time for me to be sorted into some absolutely prime Griffin whore.
I'm exhausted.
And that... God. And that cooch is here for it. I'm not saying we're not made for each other. I'm saying maybe it's time for us to take a break and explore our options.
So I'm going to just disappear.
Because I have some...
Disappearing act. Here we go.
You know what? Let's think about it over breakfast. I'll go get some dones and some coughs. You sit here with your friend. Don't track me on Find My Friends. I'll be right back.
More like the boy who lived, the boy who left.
Yeah, Mom, can you put in $7,000 into my bank account? I need to get a plane ride back to the United States of America. Fuck Britain. And fuck my ex. She's like, you mean your girlfriend? We're exes now. Did you guys break up? She doesn't know yet, but we're broken up.
For sure done. She'll know soon enough when it's been 24 hours and they're sending out a search party. My ass.
Yeah. Dobby's sock? More like Dobby's cock. You're just my Raven Gnaw trying to find my Griffin whore.
All right, read.
This Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh, read the last line.
Oh, we didn't even finish it. I didn't hear from him for 2 days and still haven't had a chance to go to the studio.
2 days. She thought he died.
And
I'm
also
sure.
This poor girl never went to the Harry Potter thing.
No.
She was in England.
Someone needs to take her. Someone needs to take her. Okay, this one says, my long-distance internet boyfriend of several years surprised me with a visit to my college dorm on February 13th. It was the first time we met in person.
Yeah, of years?
Several years.
No.
We spent the day kissing and cuddling until I invited him to spend the night. Then he told me that he was actually just stopping through Illinois on his way to New York, where he was moving to live with his actual girlfriend.
I mean, the silence
says it all.
Kind of tells a story. I don't know how to react to that.
Several
he's
internet
like,
years.
He's like,
the internet's not real, guys.
So this is my last hurrah. I wanted to come see you on my way to New York City. I will enter your domain and I will come to your college dorm. Let's be honest, I have a girlfriend. And you do with that information what you want. She goes, Yeah, you have a girlfriend. It's me.
sweetheart. He's like all up in her face.
Be angry.
This is your fault because you didn't do a background check.
You should have come to see me in person.
So the sun will come out tomorrow.
Who's really at fault here?
Yeah, this is awful.
And he told her after. He told her after they'd spent all day cuddling and making out and stuff.
You have a several year long relationship that's strictly on the internet. You need to call catfish.
It's not real.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
If you
it's
see
not
their
real.
Face,
the only long distance relationship that truly counts over the internet is if you have met before.
Yeah, or you've met since then multiple times. Like you meet online, you meet.
How long do you think you can count a relationship where you met online, texted online, even if you FaceTime? How long can you call it a relationship before you have to meet in person where it no longer counts? I say a year at the max.
I was gonna say like 3 to 6 months.
But I'm saying max.
6 months at max, because you can get off work 6 months ahead of time. Like if it's like you have a super busy schedule. No, if they wanted to, they would. If they wanted to, they would see you. If they want to be in a relationship,
if you want this to be your person, like this is your, when you're in a relationship, that's it, right? This is your, like, you know, that's like the goal. You find someone that like, I'm gonna spend my
life
with.
I want to be with you.
Right?
Yeah.
Or at least for the time being, if you don't think that you're gonna be married forever, you want to spend this moment of your life with that person. That's a big commitment, right? And so if they're not willing to like meet you in person after a 6 months up to a year, that means that even if you hit that 6 month period, you should be planning to meet in person. You gotta know your chemistry in person, your sexual
what
chemistry,
if you get there,
how they
what if
act.
You get there in silence, just you know, because you could have that really awkward.
I was at my boyfriend's house and I got food poisoning from a burrito bowl. I can't even drive home. I was so sick. When I was lying in my own self-pity and thought it couldn't get any worse, his heat crapped out, aka his heat turned off. It wasn't fixed until 8 p.m. that night and was one of the coldest days of the year. I literally had to wear my winter coat in his bed covered in 3 blankets, all while trying not to shit my pants while I had to run to the bathroom every 20 minutes. On the upside, he was very sweet about the whole situation.
Because it was a boyfriend and not a first date.
That's what I'm saying. But it doesn't matter. You can tell a lot about someone in certain situations. You are sleeping at your boyfriend's house. You start your period. You bleed through. You don't know what's going to happen. You get food poisoning. Things like that
this
will really tell you a lot about a person, because that is reality. Yeah. That is life.
Yeah.
And if someone's rude or weird about stuff like that, you do not want to date that person.
Yeah.
Imagine having kids with them. Ugh. Right? Like it's 3 a.m. The kid's crying. It's the 10th night in a row. The month in a row. Yeah. You haven't slept. This person's going to be an asshole about stuff like that. They're probably going to blame you, like, oh, you wanted to have kids. You know what? Just don't.
Yeah, just don't go there.
Have you had any embarrassing moments like that, Lauren?
No, not like that. Because also, I think it's worse when it's like a first date. You don't know the person and you're super sick. I've never had anything like that. That would be mortifying.
Someone bled into my bed one time when they were sleeping. That happened again. Not a big deal. We dealt with it, but just stuff that like I could see going in two different directions of being like a life altering event where you felt very embarrassed versus
because it is and it's so uncomfortable too. And it's like, but you can't control these things.
No.
So it's like,
that's the thing. You can't
like
control.
You're like the girl's just hovering over trying to like bleed out on your bed. Like that's not what happened here. Like she's like gremlin.
She
squatting.
Takes off her pads and like wrings it out over my bed. I just wake up to like the sound, you know, that sound of like a pads, like when it's like leaving underwear, how it's like being like pulled out. I wake up to that noise. I'm like, what is that noise? And I just look over and she's like wringing it out. I'm like, oh my God.
Disgusting. She's gremlin squatting too. And she's like,
I want to see how you react in these situations. I'm like, not good now.
This is like, it's like the dating situations where it's like, you want to see each other on a road trip. You want to see each other in all four seasons. You want to see each other when they're stressed. You want to see each other when I flip my tampon on your bed and see what you do. It's like
she's grabbing
people.
The string and just hitting it onto the bed. Like,
she's causing. <it's>
like, I'm like, are you making modern art? What is happening right now?
She's causing psychotic events on purpose. She like sees you, pulls out your cash, starts shredding it. You're like, so it's past the point of should we make this work? You're insane. What are you gonna do if you get mad?
She's like, oh, I get it. You can't handle stressful situations. You couldn't handle me on Valentine's Day. You can't handle it. It's because you're weak. And you're like, You're weak in the brain.
She, you know, it's like, see her without makeup on. Instead of no makeup, she comes with like clown makeup to be terrifying. She's like scaring you. She's like, oh, you can't handle me at my worst.
You can't handle me with makeup.
It's like, honey.
Then you don't deserve me without makeup.
You're like, what? This isn't normal faceless makeup. Like, makeup.
Call me Bobo. Call me Bobo the clown. Oh, fucking murder your children. I don't have
serial killer.
I will marry you and act normal for the next 20 years. And you'll think it's because of I'm crazy. It's because you didn't call me Bobo. You're like,
this one real quick said, received a bunch of roses and a teddy bear in the post on Valentine's Day. No idea who they were from. The next day, my ex messaged me. Hope you enjoyed the day thinking that someone actually likes you. These are from me. At least the roses were expensive and pretty.
That's fucking hilarious.
So
here's the thing, though. I don't know that situation. Maybe she was a dick. I don't know. Still not a, it's like not a good, okay, that's petty, but also funny.
It is funny.
For any of you out there that have a really bad ex, please do that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, if there, I'm going to choose to think she was very mean. Not like he was an asshole, but like she was.
Either way, it's still funny.
Love it, love it, love it.
I got flowers for my birthday.
Oh.
Someone got me calla lilies and they're purple. My favorite color and my favorite flower.
Oh, that's love.
That's my favorite flower and my favorite color. It's like a double whammy. I was like, thank you. Okay. The bar tab abuser. I was dating a guy on and off, and we were on again right before Valentine's Day. We went to a very nice dinner, and he paid. Later, we went out for drinks at our favorite bar, and I opened a tab. Sorry, it's spelled wrong. It just says a T-A. A ta? A ta? I opened a ta.
A ta tab.
A tab. I opened a ta tab. A tab. A tab. A tab. A tab.
People listening are like, why are they like this?
I feel like this is going to go in the direction where she went to open a tab and turns out he had been using her already to open a tab, but I hope not, because that'd be horrible.
For sure.
Okay, I opened a tab. 30 minutes later, he disappeared. What is up with these dudes just disappearing? On dates.
Disappearing act.
Yeah, they all went to the same school of witchcraft and dickery.
I'm going to do that to John. John and I go out. I'm just like, I go to the bathroom. I literally just come home. He's like,
I don't have a fucking ride home. And it's not even
a bit. I just have a home.
Isn't that crazy, though, that happens? Together. People will be in relationships for like 20 years, married with kids, and then all of a sudden they just never show up again.
Oh, I meant like I just come home and I'm just in
No,
bed,
I'm saying,
like,
but
eating.
That's crazy, though, that happens.
Him. Yeah.
30 minutes later, he disappeared and I found him talking to another girl.
No.
When I went up to them, he acted like he didn't know me and told me to leave them alone.
No.
Oh, this is bad. When I closed my tab, the bill was over $200, even though I only had two drinks. The bartender ended up telling me he had purchased multiple drinks for the other girl on my tab.
Oh.
That's horrible. Needless to say, we were never on again after that.
Yeah, no. We have to end it on a funny one. That was rough.
Horrendous. Last year, I had to go for a colonoscopy on Valentine's Day.
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
I feel like I'm really into butt stuff. Boy, do I have the Valentine's Day treat for you.
Well, that's a good one to end it. Okay, perfect.
Back in Times Day.
Yeah. All right, guys. I hope you guys had a good Valentine's Day and hope this is some comic relief you needed if it was rough. Yeah, I was going to do like news segment and kind of funny questions, but we talked way too much about so much to edit. It's perfect to end it here. Puxatawny Phil saw his shadow, or no, Puxatawny Phil did not see his shadow. So hopefully it's warming up where you guys are. James, you want to close us out just saying a happy, can we sing like a, you know, like a Valentine's Day ditty?
Yeah, you ready?
The song of the Valentine's Day. Yeah. I love.
That's the song I was gonna sing too. I fucking love that song. I love you. Guys.
Love
you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Love doesn't come in a minute. Sometimes it doesn't come at all. I only know that when I'm in it. It isn't silly.
Oh no.
Love isn't silly.
Oh no.
It isn't silly.
At all. Not at all.
Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. God, I love that song. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Up until, I'd say like 3 years ago, I would say that I thought, John Lennon was the best Beatle. Paul McCartney.
They're both fantastic.
I'm on the Paul McCartney train. I like his Beatles songs better. I like his post-Beatles
songs
better. I love Paul McCartney. He is a gem.
They're both fantastic, though. It's hard for me to.
They are both fantastic, but John Lennon is a bit weird, though. When the older you get and you realize how weird he was. Weird.
I just love the song Imagine so much.
And to ruin anyone's day, if you guys want to look up something weird, look up John Lennon and Yoko Ono's nude photo shoot.
Oh God, I can't wait. That's what I'm doing today.
It's very strange. Yoko had some bazingas.
I'm already scared.
And let me tell you, they did not trim. All right, guys, have a happy post-Valentine's Day. We hope you guys have a great day. Thank you for supporting us with all of our codes and everything for all of our advertisements. And if you guys have any ideas of things you want us to talk about, shoot us a text message, share it with a friend. Make sure you go, you leave us a review on Spotify and everywhere else that you listen to podcasts, and send it to a friend. Okay, happy Valentine's post day. And text if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.